Welcome back, party people. Do you remember me? It's been a really, really, really long time since I talked to you or since I recorded a podcast episode. The last time I recorded an episode was in Boston, and I only recorded one. I've been living in Florida now for 3 months, maybe more. I'm not going to sit here and count. It's only, whatever. It's been a roller coaster. It took a lot. I lost myself there for a minute. And if you sort of want to dig into what I've been up to or anything like that, you can go check out my YouTube. I've been recording a lot very consistently on there, and I've done plenty of updates, and I was just struggling with my mental health for a little bit, and I talked about all of that on the YouTube. I've just been really finding myself lately, figuring out my flow. I really hated Florida when I first got here, and I've been learning to love it, and I'm going to make a whole episode slash video on learning to love the place that you live. I'm really excited for that. The podcast is going to be a bit different from here on out because there's also now a video version, which is going to be on my YouTube. I'm really excited about that because I love YouTube, but I love podcasting, and I was trying to find my balance because a lot of the things I would record, I would want to film a video with, but I would also love to edit, and I love my videos being fun. So I was like, my sit-down videos that are about anything that would be on Growing Pains is going to be the video version of my podcast because I love video podcasts. That's like how I listen or watch all of my podcasts is on video version. So I was like, I want to do that for my audience because maybe you guys are like me. And then my fun edited videos are going to be like vlogs and just other things like that that don't need to be a sit-down video. So I'm really excited. Today's episode is going to be on toxic relationships, why you can't leave them, and how to be a friend to someone who is in a toxic relationship. If you are like me and you prefer to watch the video version of your podcast, then you can go ahead and check out my YouTube, Allison LaRue. They are all going to be on video versions and they'll all be in their own playlist as well. Maybe one day I'll start my own, you know, a separate YouTube channel for that. But for right now, I'm having a lot of fun and I'm really excited about this. So that's how it's going to be going. I do want to bring on guests in the future, and I'm going to be getting a new mic in the near future as well, so it'll be better audio. But thank you for sticking around and being so patient with me. And if you want me to do a sort of catch-up episode or maybe a Q&A on all of the changes that's happened in my life in the past year, let me know. But yeah, go check it out, and let's get into the episode. Alrighty, y'all, we're talking about toxic relationships today. And before I even get into discussing toxic romantic relationships, I really want to make a point to say that toxic relationships exist outside of romantic toxic relationships. Toxic relationships can be within your family or within your friendship. And I feel like that's not talked about enough. I may have talked about it in my last podcast episode when I was in Boston, but that is something I really learned after moving out of my family home, is obviously we know that our family members can be toxic and our friends can be toxic and we can be toxic, but I didn't realize the similarities between romantic toxic relationships and platonic or familial toxic relationships until really starting to heal from the toxicity within my family. And honestly, I will have to go back in my journal to really dive into this because I know there was so much that came up for me that made me like, so it's been 4 years since I've been out of my romantic toxic relationship and the only relationship that I've ever been in. So obviously a lot of what went into healing from that really slipped my mind because it's been so long and it's not something I think about often. But when I was, you know, finally living outside of my family home, and if you don't know this, when you move out of a family home that's toxic or not toxic or just unhealthy or maybe it's healthy, when you leave a situation that isn't good for you, a lot of the healing happens after you leave. And especially for me, my brain is very good, and so is yours. Our brains are really good at protecting ourselves. So one sort of defense mechanism that our sweet little brain does to protect us is not allowing us to recognize how bad something is until we leave it, because it's just too much to recognize in the situation, in the moment. So that's a lot of the times why people don't realize how bad something is when they're in a toxic relationship. It's so easy being on the outside to look into someone's life or look into someone's relationship from the outside and be like, it's so bad, why aren't you leaving them? You're clouded, and your brain is doing a lot of hard work to make you be okay and to make you not realize how bad it is, because that's a lot to realize how shitty your situation is when you're still in it. So a lot of healing happens after you leave. A lot of realization happens after you leave. And a lot of forgiveness has to happen for yourself, to forgive yourself for tolerating so much. So once I moved out of my toxic family home, a lot started to resurface about, damn, I didn't realize how bad it was. And the same can be said for when you leave a toxic romantic relationship of like, I knew it was bad when I was in it, but I had no idea how bad it was. And a lot of the healing process and a lot of my family's healing process and a lot of the detachment process felt very similar to what it did when I was in and exiting my toxic romantic relationship. And I might make a whole episode on that, because I really want to dive into toxic romantic relationships, but also like a lot of the things that I'm going to be talking about today can be applied to toxic familial or just toxic platonic relationships in general. So keep that in mind. Another thing I want to note when talking about toxicity, toxic people, or toxic relationships is, if I say toxic people, I don't believe that anybody is inherently toxic. I don't believe that any human is inherently bad. I think that majority of people became who they are based off of their experiences and how they chose to deal with those experiences, or lack thereof of, you know, dealing with them. So we all have toxic tendencies, we all have toxic traits, and we all have toxic behaviors. But I would say what makes you a toxic person, and I say that in air quotes, what makes you a toxic person would be not choosing to deal with or recognize and work through your toxic traits that we all have. So keep that in mind. Another thing I want to say is, don't try to label people. I think with social media and TikTok and all the things, is there's a lot of buzzwords going around right now. A lot of, you know, mental health and all sorts of things like that has become very popular. And I'm glad, because I think our generation is going to be the generation that breaks a lot of generational curses. And I don't mean curses as like, your mother will be a toad and you'll have bad luck for a century. That's not what I mean by generational curses. I mean like passed down trauma. And we'll talk about that in another episode. But I'm glad that, you know, we are normalizing the talk of mental health through TikTok and social media and things like that. But I do think it comes with a cost of people overusing things. And I've been talking to friends a lot about this. It's like, people learn the word narcissist or the word gaslit and they ran with it. And that can be harmful, because you're running around calling people narcissist because they have an ego, or because they have a narcissistic tendency or a narcissistic trait. A lot of people have at least one narcissistic trait. Let's be real. A lot of people have at least one narcissistic trait or quality or tendency, but that doesn't make them a narcissist. Stop trying to label people. Stop psychoanalyzing people. That is not your job. You are not their therapist. Okay? If it makes it easier for your healing to be like, maybe they were a narcissist, it shouldn't, that doesn't matter, right? Whether they're a narcissist or not, that doesn't matter. It might help you understand your circumstances more in looking into like narcissistic abuse and all of those things. So you can look into that, but it's not your business if they're a narcissist or not, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect you. So let's not go around labeling people narcissists, because that is a big label to place on people. And like I said, if it makes it easier for your healing journey to understand your situation better, go for it, look into narcissistic abuse and things like that, but recognize people can have narcissistic tendencies and traits without being a narcissist. So let's talk about some signs that you're in a toxic relationship. What are the signs of being in a toxic relationship? There are a lot, but I just want to tell you some of the ones that I've compiled or some of the things that I experienced when I was realizing that I was in a toxic relationship. First and foremost, one of the biggest red flags, well, before I even say that, trust your gut. Trust your gut. With my experience, I just wish I would have trusted my intuition with this person, with my ex, because before him and I were ever even exclusive, I had multiple feelings of like, I need to cut this off. This isn't going to work. I don't think this is the person for me. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. But I stayed for multiple reasons, and we'll talk about why people stay, but trust your gut. If you're very early on, or maybe you're 10 years into it, if you're having feelings of like, I don't want to be with this person anymore, even if it's a tiny feeling, I really think you should trust that. I believe that, like, if you're already questioning whether you want to be with them or not, or whether, you know, all of these things, I think the relationship is already over. If you're already like, I think I need to leave them, I don't think this is what I want, I don't think they're treating me how I deserve to be treated, I think you should listen to that heavily. I'm not a relationship expert, so if you're in this situation and anything I say triggers you, I do encourage you to reflect on why what I'm saying is triggering you, because some of it might be, you know, uncovering a truth within yourself. But also, if you're in a very healthy relationship, ignore what I'm saying. I will say, though, if you do feel triggered by this, there is a chance that you know there is some truth to what I'm saying. But obviously, I'm not Gandhi. Like, I don't know everything. Well, not saying Gandhi knew everything. I don't know everything is basically what I'm saying. Take what I say with a grain of salt. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. Beyond that, one of the biggest signs to me that someone is in a toxic relationship is not wanting to share things about your relationship or how you're being treated or anything like that with your family. If you are not sharing things that is happening within your relationship with your friends and family because you know that they are going to tell you something that you don't want to hear, then you know that they're going to tell you you deserve better. Think about that. You want to be with someone who you are excited to share about. You want to be with someone who treats you so good that you're running to your friends and family and being like, oh my God, listen to what happened. Or that makes you feel good. That makes you feel proud, right? If you are embarrassed or if you are nervous to share with people about how you're being treated and things that your partner is doing and your relationship in general, it's because you know deep down you deserve better. It's because you know deep down that that's not it, right? So anytime you catch yourself hiding things from people or just not sharing what your partner did, think about that. Now, obviously, in relationships, you don't share everything people, you know, you don't share every little part of your relationship. But I think you know what I'm saying, right? When I got out of my toxic relationship, it was one of those things where everyone was like, what happened? Like, people couldn't believe that we broke up because I only shared the good parts, right? I only ever shared the good parts, and no one ever knew when something was bad because I was embarrassed and I was trying to protect him and I didn't want people to tell me to leave because I knew that's what I needed to do, but I was scared to leave. And we'll get into the reasons that we're afraid to leave toxic relationships, but like, you know deep down, you just gotta listen to yourself. At the end of the day, all of these things that I'm telling you, you already know. I can sit here and read you a list of 1,000 signs of that you know what I'm saying. I can sit here and read you 1,000 signs that you're in a toxic relationship, but that doesn't matter. You already know. I could sit here and talk for 12 hours. You already know if you're in a toxic relationship or not. You already know if the person is or isn't making you happy. You already know if it's going to work out. But you just aren't, you know, you're afraid to leave them. And that's okay. That's completely okay. And we'll talk about that. But I just want to bring it back to the fact that you know. You know what you need, you know what you want, and you know if this relationship, if this person is or isn't that for you. So, another thing, relationships are not easy. That is something that I've learned. I feel like when I was younger, I would always think, like, they should be easy. Loving should be easy. Like, it should be easy. Relationships aren't easy. Committed, healthy relationships take a lot of work for a lot of reasons. One reason that relationships take a lot of work is people have to heal. And the only way that you can heal your relationship with relationships is through being in a relationship. Take a shot every time I say relationships. But truly, like, there is only so much healing you can do surrounding relationships. Like, if you have while you're single, if you have trust issues and you are really working through your trust issues while single, that's amazing. But to an extent, you can't fully heal those trust issues in partners by yourself. There's only so much healing you can do around your trauma with relationships while you're single. A lot of healing comes from being with a healthy partner. So that takes a lot of work, and it takes the right person to want to stick through the hard parts to, you know what I mean? It has to be worth it. So relationships aren't easy, but be with someone who makes the hard parts feel worth it, you know? And while relationships aren't always going to be easy, it should never feel hard to love your partner, and your partner should never make it feel hard to love you. Let me repeat that. While relationships aren't easy, it should never feel hard to love your partner, and you should never feel like your partner has a hard time loving you, okay? Loving each other is the easy part. Love each other even when you hate each other, right? Like, it should feel inevitable and, like, unavoidable to love your person and that your person loves you, even in the hard parts, you know? Even during the parts where you're, like, struggling and arguing and a lot of things are coming up, you love them. And if your partner ever makes you feel like you are hard to love or that you shouldn't leave them because no one else will ever love you like they do, get out. Get out. You deserve someone who makes it feel like loving you is the only choice they have. Even if you break up, people break up, you deserve to be with someone who would love you even after, you know? Don't be with someone who you think, God, you hate me. I remember in my toxic relationship, I would be like, what did I ever do to you to make you hate me so much? They treated me like they hated me. You deserve someone who, even when they are mad at you, still respects you. What is a relationship without respect? Love, what is love without respect? You know what I mean? And if you're in a relationship with someone where you don't even feel like they love you, and on top of that, they don't respect you, get out. Because what is that? What is that? That's not a relationship. It's hell. That's torture. Don't self-sabotage yourself. Some other questions to consider when, you know, we're trying to figure out, are we in a toxic relationship? Are we not? Can you see yourself marrying them? Yes or no? I remember very early on in my relationship, I was sitting with my friends and one of my old friends' moms, who I was very close with, she was like my second mom, asked me after I was venting to her about, you know, this relationship, which, by the way, we had just become exclusive like days prior. And I was talking to her about it, about he just didn't make me feel very good. But it's okay, like, everyone goes through this. And she asked me, like, Allison, can you see yourself marrying him? And I said, no. And she was like, so what are you doing? And I wish I would have taken her advice to heart, because I stayed with him for 3 years after that. And all I got out of it was hurt. But I can't say that, because I learned so much from that relationship. And while I do wish I would have listened to her, I am really glad that I went through that whole relationship, because I learned so much about how I deserve to be treated and what I want in a partner and things to look out for. Like, as shitty as toxic relationships are, you really learn a lot from them. Like, there's just some things that you can only learn from being in a toxic relationship. So I am glad that I went through it, but there are some things that I'm like, damn, girl, you would have avoided a lot of hurt if you would have listened to these people. Or even if I would have listened to myself. The next one is I'm sort of iffy about. It's, can they give you the life that you want? And if the answer is no to that, that doesn't mean you're in a toxic relationship necessarily. It can, But I don't mean like, can they buy you everything you want? It's like, when I think of the life I want, I think of being cherished and like loved unconditionally and just made to feel like I am, I don't know how to explain it, but that's what I think of when I think of the life that I want and the relationship that I want. And I know if I'm in a relationship with someone and they can't fulfill that, then they're just not really meant to be with me, because that's the bare minimum for me, is feeling cherished. Now, if they don't tick that box, it doesn't mean it's toxic. It can, but just keep that in mind. And then this was really big for me as the advice giver and the therapist, quote unquote, of the friend group. This was really big for me. In any situation, I ask myself this: if I feel like I'm not being treated correctly, or I'm second guessing if this is for me, or in general, in any situation, I always ask myself this question: what advice would I give my friends if they were in this situation? If my friend came up to me and told me all of the things that, you know, I'm going through, but it was them, if they were going through a relationship that I was going through, if they were getting treated the way I was getting treated, what advice would I give them? And if I would tell my friend, you deserve better, leave them, then that's what I need to do. Because a lot of the times we make excuses for people because we, you know, put them on a pedestal, or we idealize them, or we just have this picture in our mind of what they could be or what we want them to be. And we make excuses for them so we don't leave. But if you would tell your friend, you deserve better, if you would tell your friend, they do not deserve you, if you would tell your friend, you need to leave, you need to take your own advice. Remove yourself from the situation and think, what would I do if someone I really valued came up to me and told me they were going through this? And take your own advice. Don't self-sabotage. Because there are a lot of reasons that people stay in toxic relationships. But a big one is feeling like you don't deserve more, you know? Especially like if you're in a emotionally manipulative or emotionally abusive relationship, your partner can be very good at convincing you you deserve how they're treating you. So if you're being told and convinced and like masterminded into believing I deserve this treatment, it's going to affect your self-esteem, and you're going to think, I deserve to be treated this way. I can't find any better than this person. Why would I leave? So removing yourself and, you know, viewing it from someone else's perspective of, what would I tell my friend if they were going through this? And if I would tell them, you deserve better to get out, then I deserve better and I need to get out. You deserve better. Don't ever, ever, ever let anyone convince you that you deserve to be treated badly. It doesn't matter what you've done. I don't care if you think you're a bad person. I don't care what you've done in the past. You still deserve to be handled with care. You still deserve to be loved. People grow. Maybe you are a bad person in your eyes, but you still don't deserve to be treated badly, right? Even if you've fucked that person over, and my sister was in a toxic relationship about a year ago, and I ended up being the mediator of some of their arguments, but basically my sister had made a mistake in her partner's eyes, ex-partner, and he chose to stay with her. But he continuously punished her over and over and over again for that mistake. And I had a conversation with them, and I said, listen, you chose to stay. If you can't move past this mistake that this person made, then leave. But you chose to stay. So forgive her and move on. Let it go. But don't continuously, day in and day out, punish her for something that happened in the past. Human beings are the only species of animal on this earth that continuously punish us. That was almost good. I'm going to repeat it because I need a TikTok clip, baby. Human beings are the only animal on this planet that continuously punishes ourselves for mistakes we made in the past. If an animal does something wrong, I'm trying to think of a mistake an animal can make. Like if a bear misses the fish, or like takes the fish out of another bear's mouth, you move on. You miss your fish. You're hungry for a little bit longer, and you suffer for your consequence. You know what I mean? You deal with the consequence of your mistake, and then they move on. Do you ever think a bear would walk through the woods the next day or the next month or the next year and look at the other bear and be like, you took my fucking fish a year ago. I'm not happy with you about that. And I'm going to tell you about it every day from here on out. No! Humans are the only animal that continuously punishes ourselves for our past mistakes. Take accountability for your mistake. Confront it. Accept the consequences. Grow from it and learn from it. But don't continuously punish yourself for it and never allow someone else to do that to you. If you can't forgive your partner for something they've done in the past, you have to let it go or leave. And that's coming from someone who stayed with someone after they cheated on me and I couldn't let it go. And I kept bringing it up. That did nothing. If you choose to forgive them. But don't stay with them and continuously punish them because you're trying to make them feel how much they hurt you. That's not fair. And if someone is doing that to you, that's not fair. People fuck up. But the purpose of our mistakes is to grow from them. And you're not growing from a mistake if it's continuously being thrown in your face. Let it go or leave. If you can't forgive them, leave. And if you can forgive them and let it go. That is a massive one. If someone is throwing things in your face that you've done in the past, you gotta go. Or if someone does something for you, like buys you a gift or goes out of their way to help you, and then throws it in your face later, they did that out of bad intentions. They didn't do it because they actually wanted to buy you the gift, or they didn't do that because they actually wanted to help you out. They did it because they wanted something to hold over your head. And that's not love. That's not generosity. That's manipulation. That's calculated, you know, movements to have to hold over you in an argument. Oh, I did this for you, so you need to do that for me. No, this isn't a transaction. This is a relationship. I don't know how I got off on that tangent, but it's something to keep in mind. You deserve respect. At the bare minimum, you deserve respect. Even if you've messed up, you deserve respect. Keep that in mind. So, why are you afraid to leave your toxic relationship? There are a lot of reasons. First and foremost, I think one of the most obvious answers is codependency. Codependency is a massive issue that a lot of us face, and it's really important to address. And also, like, codependency can come from family relationships, you know? It really flows over into your romantic relationships. So, I'm trying to think. If you've never read the book Attached by Dr. Amir Levine, Dr. Rachel Levine, I can't remember their names, Attached by Dr. Amir something and Dr. something Levine, maybe, I can't remember, read the book. If you feel like you can't breathe without that person, if you feel like your life would end without that person, this is going to be a hard pill to swallow. I'm going to let you know that right now. And I'm sorry in advance. But if you feel like you cannot live without this person and you feel like if this person ever leaves me or if we ever break up, my world will end, I hate to say it, but the universe will probably show you that that's not the case. In my past relationship, I was so codependent that I literally thought I could never be without this person. Even though they treat me so badly, even though they don't make me feel loved, I could never live without them. And I don't have the answer to why I felt that way, besides I was completely codependent, but I think that because I felt that so strongly and because I lost my sense of self, the universe or God or whoever you believe in took that person away from me to show me that's not true. You don't need them. You actually can live without them and be very happy. So if you feel like your world will end without them, address that. Maybe seek therapy. Maybe just take some time apart from them. I'm not saying you have to break up. I'm not saying you even have to take a break, but stop seeing them as much. You don't need to see your partner every single day, especially if you're feeling that way. Like, rediscover yourself. Have friends outside of them. Have hobbies outside of them. Do things on your own. to recognize, okay, I'm still an individual. Relationships are just two individuals enjoying their time together. And if there comes a time when you two are no longer enjoying your time together, it should end. You should separate. Enjoy your time on your own. Don't become so attached at the hip to this person that you forget who you are, that you forget what it's like to exist as an individual, you know? Who are you outside of this person? Who are you outside of this relationship? Hold on to that person, because otherwise codependency can creep in. Do things alone. And that leads into my next thing, is like another big reason people are afraid to leave their partner, especially if it's toxic, is they're afraid of being alone, which goes into codependency. The fear of being alone is so real. I experienced this a lot. In my, you know, toxic relationship, it was, I was in high school, so I mean, to put that into perspective, but also it doesn't really matter, because I saw so many similarities between my high school toxic relationship to my 32-year-old sister's toxic relationship, so I don't think age really plays a factor into it that much. But this was the first time I ever really thought I had a person, and this was the first time I ever really opened up to a person, because you really don't have much of a choice in a relationship, you know? If you're around them that much, they're going to see who you are. But it was, I started talking to this person less than a year after my grandfather died, and we started dating almost exactly a year after he died. And I never grieved his death. And I had also never existed in a world where I didn't have my grandfather. Sorry, my camera just stopped recording for some reason, and I don't know when it cut off, but basically I was just saying I had never existed in a world where I didn't have my grandfather. This was the man that raised me. This was the man who showed me what love was like and how people deserve to be treated and how to treat others. So I was so terrified to be in a world where I didn't have him and be alone in it. I was really afraid of that. So I think I accepted a lot of behavior because I was so afraid of being alone. And I knew once that relationship ended, I would have to face a lot, because I never grieved the death of my grandfather. And I also, you know, even after that relationship, I didn't grieve the death of my grandfather until literally last year. And I'm still doing it. And it's been 7 years. So fear of being alone is very real. Address it. Once again, it goes into codependency. Learn to love your alone time. And I think I made a whole video on that. I have. It's on my YouTube. It's called Loneliness, Learning to Love to Be Alone. Next is abandonment issues. This was another big one for me. I had mommy and daddy issues, and I had abandonment issues, and I had a fear of people leaving me. That's a big one. Another one is manipulation. If your partner's manipulating you into thinking that you can't get any better, or you deserve that, or no one will ever love you, or all these things, that's a big reason people don't leave their toxic relationships. And then attachment issues is the other one, especially for anxiously attached people. Read the book Attached. Like I said, there are a ton of reasons we don't leave toxic relationships. Sorry, I burped. Because it's hard and it's scary, but you can do scary things. You can do hard things. And a lot of the times, the things that we want and the things that we really need are on the other side of fear. Don't be afraid to leave someone who doesn't make you feel good. It's going to be scary, and it's going to be hard, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's going to be easy. No breakup is easy. No massive life change is easy. But it's what you need. And I promise you, it is worth it. And once you get to the root of your fear, you know, whether it be your codependency, and that's not even the root. Like, for example, if it's abandonment issues, what's the root of that abandonment issue? Figure out the root of your fear and work through them. And once you start to work through them, you'll realize, one, you don't need anyone who doesn't want you. Simple as that. And you don't want anyone who doesn't want you. Repeat that to yourself. I don't want anyone who doesn't want me. I don't want anyone who doesn't respect me. I don't want anyone who doesn't love me. Remind yourself as well that there is no love without respect. What is love without respect? Nothing. Nothing. What is love without... That's what I was saying, though. Tanai Joe. What is love without loyalty? Nothing. Another thing to remind yourself is someone who truly loves me won't treat me this way. Someone who truly loves, respects, cares about me, and values me will not treat me this way. And I will say this. Communicate. Say how you're feeling. Use I statements, right? Don't attack your partner. You make me feel... You do... No. I feel this way when this happens. I feel like this when you do this. Communicate with them healthily and let them know how you're feeling. Let them know how they can make you feel loved. Let them know the things that they have done that really don't make you feel good and what you would like them to do moving forward. Give them a chance to be a better partner. And if they choose to, one, not even be open to that conversation, or listen to you and say they'll change but decide not to, do what you gotta do. Because they don't care. They don't value. If you've told someone how you feel and they aren't open to listening about how you feel, or they say they're going to change and they don't change, they don't care enough. Or they're just not in a position to love you the way that you need to be loved. You can love someone, but that doesn't mean they're able to love you. And someone can love you. Let me make this clear. You can love someone deeply, and someone can love you deeply, but that doesn't mean they are capable of providing you with the love that you need. Some people aren't capable of meeting your standards, and that's okay. That's a part of life, you know? I do want to say this. It might not feel like it. You might feel like you deserve a lot of things, but regardless of how you feel about yourself, you are so deserving of a healthy love. So deserving of a healthy love. A love with respect and communication and boundaries and laughter and fun and understanding. You are deserving of that. Through all of this, the main goal is to get yourself to a place where you wholeheartedly know and believe that you are deserving of healthy love. The goal is to get yourself to a place where you love, respect, and value yourself enough to not allow this treatment. And sometimes it takes going through a really traumatic, toxic relationship to make you realize, I didn't deserve that. And it might take you leaving that person or that relationship ending to make you realize I didn't deserve that. But get to a point where you value and respect and love yourself enough to not allow that treatment, because not everyone's going to value and respect you. People are going to treat you badly. But you have to value and respect yourself enough to not allow them to treat you that way or to walk away from treatment that doesn't feel that good. So, you gotta work on that. And I can make a whole video on how to really learn to love and value yourself. But treat yourself how you want other people to treat you. Because we do teach others how to treat ourselves through what we allow and through how we treat ourselves. So if someone sees you continuously putting boundaries into place and then disrespecting them, they're gonna know, I can disrespect their boundaries. If someone sees you talking really badly about yourself, they're gonna know, I can talk badly about them and they're going to allow it. If someone sees you not treating yourself well and not valuing yourself, they know, I can get away with a lot. Why do they know that? Because they know to some degree you are seeking validation from them. You are seeking some sense of self-worth from this person. You are seeking some sense of, you know, love from this person. And they know that you are relying on them to give you that. Therefore, they know they can get away with something. If people know that person fills their own cup, that person really values and loves themselves and respects themselves and their boundaries, they're going to realize, well, obviously I have to do that. Obviously, why would someone who really loves and values and respects themselves let me not do that to them? Like, my standards have gotten so much higher after that relationship, because it's like, why would I let you into my life if you can't even give me what I give myself? If you don't love and respect and value me, what are you adding to my life? Because I give that all to myself. You gotta add something, baby. But, you know, don't focus on that right now, especially if you're in a toxic relationship. Right now, all you gotta focus on is getting out. That's all you got to focus on. You will be okay. It's scary and it's tough, but you deserve healthy love. Remind yourself of that constantly. Reach out to people you love. Tell them what you're going through. You need community in this. And just have an accountability buddy to, like, tell them everything you're going through and say, I need help getting out of this. And even in times where I'm, you know, second-guessing myself, I want you to be there to help me. But don't expect them to, because that's a lot. Which is a perfect segue into being there and, you know, loving someone who's in a toxic relationship. It's hard. It's really hard to see someone you love going through a toxic relationship, but I think you need to remind yourself that it is their life. Just like I went through a toxic relationship, I cannot imagine how hard it was for my friends and family to see me continuously get back with this person who fucked me over. I cannot imagine how hard that was. Like, I almost lost some friends over that. I had people treat me really badly by it. I had friends treat me really badly because of the fact that I went back to my toxic relationship. People treated me horribly because of it, and that's something not to do. Don't hold this against your friend or your family member or whoever it is. It is so hard to get out. It is so hard to be in a toxic relationship. Don't add more to their plate by mistreating them because you're frustrated with them. I know it's hard to see someone you love be somewhere that they don't need to be. Be somewhere that, like, is not treating them how they deserve. It's so hard to see someone you love in a toxic relationship when you know they deserve better. But no, they have to go through this to learn. You can't get them out of this. You could say every good thing in the book, but they're still going to do what they think they need to do. They have to learn. This is such a valuable, important lesson, you know? Let them learn and just be there for them. It's tough, I know. But support them. Don't be mean to them because of it. It's gonna be tough, but you gotta let them do it. You gotta let them learn their own lesson. And this is something that I've learned because I recently had a friend in a toxic situation, and I am a person who loves to give my advice. So I would always ask, like, you know, do you want my advice or not? And at some point I sort of just stopped, and I would remind them that, like, you deserve better, but it's not like, why aren't you leaving them? Like, why are, blah, blah, blah. It's no, that's not helping. Positive reinforcement of, like, I love you. First of all, you deserve better than this. Or just, like, asking questions to allow them to come to their own answers of, like, you know, what do you want out of this? What is your goal here? Where do you think this could go? Do you think they're treating you the way you deserve to be treated? And taking their answer to heart, not forcing your own opinions on them. Give your advice once or twice or whatever. And if they ask you, give it to them. But if they are trusting you enough to open up to you about this, cherish that. Because a lot of people are in really scary situations and really toxic relationships where they don't even feel comfortable to open up to people about it. So don't mistreat them to the point where they don't want to share anymore with you. Because it's really dark being in a toxic relationship where you're not telling anyone about it. So as difficult as it is to see someone you love go through a toxic relationship, please don't treat them badly because of it. Be there for them, give your advice, but also recognize that this is something they have to go through. We are all on our own path, and we all have to learn. And this is, like, one of the worst things someone can go through, but it's one of the best lessons you can ever learn, and it's one of the best ways you can grow as a person. I've never grown so much as I did right after that relationship. So be gentle with your friends, be gentle with yourself, and, you know, after the relationship ends, forgive yourself. For dealing with it, for staying, you know? Forgive yourself. It's okay. It's okay. We all have our reasons, and there's a reason it happened. So try to find the silver linings, but just let yourself feel it. I also have a video on healing from heartbreak on my YouTube and getting through a breakup. So if you are, you know, going through that process, you can go check that video out. But you're gonna be okay. I promise you. And also recognize that, like, your partner isn't doing this maliciously. They're doing it because of their own internal issues. Like, everything we do and everything others do is not personal to us, you know? It's because of how they feel about themselves. The way we treat others has everything to do with us and nothing to do with them. The same goes for your toxic partner. So keep that in mind. Be very gentle with yourself. Know that you will be okay. It's going to be hard and you're going to have to grieve. But watch my video on heartbreak if you need to, you know. And just know there will be a day where you're like, I'm so glad I got out of it. But I'm also so glad I went through that. Because damn, did I learn a lot. And maybe that's not the case for everybody. I know there are some really tragic situations out there where it's like, I'm not glad I went through that at all. Which is totally valid. But I just wanted to share. Wasn't a super long episode, but I'm really excited to get this out there because I think this, I don't know, I just really feel like some of you need to hear this right now, and I wish I could have heard this when I was in a toxic relationship, but I'm here for you. Feel free to reach out to me, especially if you feel like you don't have anybody or if you're ashamed to, you know, let people know. Maybe I'll open up a anonymous, like, Google form submission to where you can submit, you know, your situation or vent or ask for advice, and I'll answer that in the next episode. I will do that. Whether it's about your toxic relationship or not, if you need advice or if you just need to vent, you can submit it. It'll be in the link to this video, but also in the show notes, so you can find it in the description wherever you're listening or watching. But I love you a lot. You're gonna be okay. You deserve healthy love. Please remind yourself of that. You deserve to be treated with respect. Take care of yourself, friend. It'll get better. And there's someone out there who will really cherish you. There's a lot of people out there, and one of them is you. I love you. I'm signing off. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Growing Pains podcast. I'm your host, Allison LaRue. Follow me on Instagram at the Allison LaRue. That's TheAllisonLarue. You can also follow my business account, which is my podcast and video production studio, where I do editing and marketing and all that fun stuff. Creative direction, that is at studio.ru on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time. I love you. Bye, friends.